The Filth Licker by Christy Byrne.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To adventurous children everywhere, with monster loads of thanks to my family. CB. Chapter 1. Kate, are you still there? I could hear breathing on the other end of the phone, but Kate's voice had disappeared, cut off halfway through a sentence. Hello? It was dark outside, late on the night before school camp, and I had a bad feeling in my gut that was cutting like knives. I was supposed to be packing shirts and shoes and lucky charms to take to camp, but I hadn't even opened my case. The phone crackled. Sorry, Kate whispered. I had to go quiet. I'm supposed to be in bed. Dad'll freak if he finds me up this late. So she was still there. Still okay. Relief prickled down my arms. What's up? She asked. Why are you calling so late? I swallowed. It's about camp, I began. I've got this feeling. Kate didn't hesitate. I know, she said. Me too. I grinned despite the churning in my belly. Of course Kate would understand. She'd been with me through everything, helping me break into our school and rescue my brother, making friends with a half-dragon water woman, even standing up to Mrs. Okuda after she became a child-eating Nukekubi demon. Since the night we'd met the demons, Kate and I had been virtually inseparable. Unlike